Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shviyas Daf Samach Tes as we get into the last Amud of the 8th Perek, and then go into the 9th Perek, the 9th of 10 Prakim here in Mesechah Shviyas. So we are on Samach Ches Amud Beis. We are talking about the mysterious statement in the Mishnah where Rabbi Eliezer was quoted to Rabbi Akiva as saying a Shita, and Rabbi Akiva says, well, I'm not telling you what exactly Rabbi Eliezer really holds. He said, but don't say what you're saying, because that's wrong. Right, that was the discussion that we had first relating to oil that one smeared on leather. Rabbi Eliezer says it should be burned, right? Different than just Yochal Kenegdon. And Rabbi Kiva heard that and he says, Shnuku. No, Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. So what did he say? So we had the two different opinions in the Gemara, whether he was more machmir or more makel. Was it a curse? Like Rabbi Eliezer says, well, his bones should rot. Right? Or was it, no, he holds mutter. It's not a problem. Okay, now we have the next, once the Mishnah quoted that, so we quoted something totally not related to Shemitah, but because it's the same parallel. We said that Rabbi Eliezer holds, ha'ochel paskusi ka'ochel basar chazir. Eating kuti bread is like eating pig. And we said on the Mishnah, is that a daraisa, is that a drabana? Either way, it's bad. Right? Eating kusi bread is bad. And Rabbi Akiva again says, quiet. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. Good. Now let's get to the Gemara. But Amar Lefanav, Ocha Paskusi Vechulu. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zosomeris. By the fact that we're nervous about kuti bread. Why? Because we're nervous that maybe there's something not kosher in it. So you see from here that you always have to be worried about lifnei iver of people giving food that's not kosher. So Zosomeris, also likapito shalom aretz. Rabbi Yossi says the same idea is about watching who you marry. Because if you marry a girl who grew up in the house of an amaretz, then she's used to not eating kosher, and therefore she'll probably give not kosher to her husband. As the Amara Fulda here says, Bito Shalama Aretz, she limuda eats salavia lechob lo meiser. She's used to her father's house eating without being maaser. The chashuda he gamkin lahachal abayla. So she's chashuda. She is suspect of giving that to her husband too, and therefore one has to be careful who to marry. That was the Tanakama, that it's usher to do that because you're worried about the bread that is going to be used. And this is a basic idea in marriage, in terms of kashrus. We know there are various reasons. This is the Mishnah Ksubas Ayin Beis, where the various reasons for this basis for divorce. And the Mishnah says, Mishnah has different lists. Elu yotzos shelo biksuba. The following women. What if a woman is just not following certain halachos, always wearing shatnez, some other, so the husband could choose to divorce her, but he has to pay her the ksuba. But there are certain types of violations, it could work the other way too, if the husband is doing it, certain type of violations that is considered the breaking up of the marriage. It's not just stam and avera, but it's the breaking up of the marriage from within, and therefore a man would divorce his wife without paying her the ksuba. Rebbe ilu yosa shalo biksuba. And the Mishnah lists off, das Moshe, das Yehudis. What is das Moshe? Different categories, dinim daraisa. First one on the list, ma'achilaso shena musar. Right, giving him food that is not ma'usar. It's exactly what our Gemara says here. You have to remember, if you marry a bas amharet, then she's used to eating food that is not ma'usar, then she'll give it to you, and that'll be undermining of the marriage. And therefore, that's a problem. Umisham shaso nida, the Mishnah just continues, if she doesn't go to the mikvah, velokotza lachala, vinoderes ve'ena bekayemes. Interesting, that's considered a breakup of the marriage. Unfulfilled promises. Because the Gemara says, a punishment for unfulfilled promises is punishment of the children. Okay, Gemara lists off other das Yehudis, that's uncovered hair, and acting without, appropriate privacy. Okay, that's machiloso sheinim me'usar. So that's the one has to be careful about. Who one marries. Lo Omer Lechema, and Rabbi Akiva hears this and says, well, I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer says. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? He's not worried. Rabbi Chizki, Abshem Ravacha, Matir Ha'i Rabbi Eliezer, Chameit Son Shal Kusim Lachar Bez Amiyad. Rabbi Chizki, the name of Ravacha, said he has a kula. He has a kula. The Mara Fulda here quotes the Machlokes, whether you could buy a Kusis Chametz right after Pesach. Right after Pesach, we know if a Jew owned chametz right after Pesach, on Pesach, then you're not allowed to buy afterwards. It's chametz she'aver alav Pesach. But right after Pesach, Rebbe Elazar has the kula, that's what Rebbe Akiva maybe was covering, he has the kula, he could buy chametz from them right away. Right away, why? Either because one pshat is, the Pnei Moshe says, well, they have the status of goyim. Right, kusim geire arayo same, therefore just like you could buy chametz from a goy right after Pesach, because there's no isra of chametz shavu l'avar Pesach for a goy, so too for kusim. Rav Chaya Kanievsky assumes no, because there's so much goyim food, so they're not going to do an isra if it's just as easy to do something mutter. Shematzi says Rav Chaya Kanievsky, matzi shol nachrim shu heter lo shavki atir v'achli yisura, v'av mashish biyadam isur miyad b'motzei Pesach machlifin in beheter. They know this is usher, so, you know, they're gonna switch it. It's easy. They're not gonna be matriach to do things, but things that are easy, they're gonna, do the heter right afterwards. So they have to, worry about the isser of Bal Yerah by Yimatze having been violated by a Jew, and then, having the isser Durabanan to worry about of Chamech Sha'avar Allah HaPesach. The isser of Bal Yerah by Yimatze itself, we know, is one of the three isurim related to chametz. I'm not allowed to eat chametz. I'm not allowed to get benefit from chametz. And I'm not allowed to even have chametz. What does have chametz mean? So it could mean own chametz, right? It could mean have responsibility of chametz, right? The Gemara talks about in Maseches Pesachim, if you're a shomer on someone else's chametz, the pemachlokas we shown in what level of shmira do you need? Even Shomer Chinam, only Shoel, or the middle Shomer Sachar, different deyos about what is the level that's needed for Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh. Those are three separate Yisurim in the Torah. But there's much evidence that Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh, as is discussed here, the Knas for violating Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh, there's much evidence that Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh is connected to the Isur Achila. It's not three separate Yisurim, eating, pleasure, and having it, but it's connected to each other, right? And that's what the Ron in the first daf in Maseches Pesachim says, that Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh is a siyag, is why the Torah says you can't even have it in your house, so you don't come to eat it, right? This is one of the examples that Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes in the Lech HaTov, in Klal Ches, of a siyag d'araisa, right? We're used to the principle of siyagim on a d'rabbanan level, right? We're not allowed to do A, midrabana, because it might come to B, midaraisa. But Rabbi Yosef Engel says that there are examples of siyagim even at the araisa level. And this is one of them. This is the, here in Klal Ches, this is the first one that he quotes. The first one that he quotes is the Ran in the beginning of Pesachim about Bal Yerah, Bal Yimatzeh, as a siyag for eating. You can't have it in your house, midaraisa, so you don't come to eat it, midaraisa. What else does he quote? Where else do we have numerous isurim, daraisa, regarding one, so to speak, topic? We have that by basar b'chalav. You can't eat basar b'chalav, you can't benefit from basar b'chalav, you can't cook basar b'chalav. So we don't have the by Rabbi Matzeh basar b'chalav, but we have cooking it. So the Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, also says you can't cook basar b'chalav because when you cook it, you might put it in your mouth. Right? If you cook basar b'chalav, you might come to eat basar b'chalav. The Isser of Yichud and Negiya, if that is daraisa. According to the Rambam, Negiya is daraisa, according to the Gemara, Yichud, some Yichud is daraisa. That also might be part of the Siyag daraisa world. Right? That's the Lech HaTov here has many examples of a Siyag daraisa. The Klei Yakar says that even by a mitzvah saseh, the more common suggestion would be by a lo saseh, but the Klei Yakar says maybe the mitzvah of kisui hadam, you have to cover the blood so that you don't come to eat blood. Again, we find it disgusting. We won't even think about it. But inherently, this maybe at some point, if somebody's doesn't have anything else. But either way, there's an isra of achilas dam and the mitzvah of covering the blood. That is when you might come to eat the blood. And that's why there's a mitzvah of kisui. Yeah, there's a lot more, but that's the statement of Reb Chizki, B'Shem Rav Acha. There, Reb Eliezer would say, don't worry about the kusim right after Pesach. There is other evidence that the kusim are not makpid about lifnei iver, but this overrides, because if it's just as easy to get what's mutter, they wouldn't give you what is usser. The previous line about the usser l'kachbito, that's a lifnei iver issue. That's a lifnei iver issue. Maybe at the end of this year, if we have time, we'll get back to lifnei iver issues. Okay, let's continue. Merachat shehuska, tzamach tes, on top. So the Mishnah said that a bathhouse should not be lecharchila heated, that means the straw that you're going to use to make the fire. You shouldn't use shmita straw. If you did, you're allowed to, why? Why can you use it? It's you're using it for a normal purpose, because that's called animal fodder. Straw, tevin, is known as animal fodder, and therefore destroying it is not looked at as the normal way or the best way of using it. But if one used it, the Mishnah says, mutter lirchos, but you're allowed to go in it. Right? Meaning it's not there anymore, it was already burned up. You're allowed to go in it. There's no knas of any kind if somebody heated the bathhouse with tevin and kash. But the Mishnah said, if it's an adam chashuv, im is chashevu, harizel lirchos. Then you can't. Because if people see this adam chashuv in the bathhouse, then they might even think lechanchila. One is allowed to heat the bathhouse with kash and kvav. Kashin Tevin. Says the Gemara, Merchas Yuska, Hada, the Tamar Bilein, Dumasaya. When do we say this? By regular bathhouses. Dumasaya, regular bathhouses. Mara Folda, Stam Merchasos. Baram Bilein, Privata. But by Privatas, what's that? Mara Folda, Merchas Shel Chashuvim. Right, like the Mishnah said, it's the way the Chash of people bathe. Usher, so then it's usher because the chash is that other people might see them. Oh, the nobility uses this, and they obviously have a high standard, and they are able to use their tevin to burn for their heating, for their fire, so people would learn from that as well. As we discussed the last time, the Rambam Hilchos Deos discusses the behavior of a Talmid Chacham and an Adam Chashuv has to be on a certain level that when people look, no, they notice. They notice how he does everything, not just how he learns Torah and how he davens, but how he conducts himself in life, and this is how he bathes. One has to have a higher standard. Good. But if he's an achashah person, as we just said, then he can't. Even in a dumasya, right? Even in a stam one. V'imay adam shel tzura, that's another phrase that Chazal used for a noble person. If it's a person of a tzura, a person of a certain level of a recognition, I raise a little yerchos, he shouldn't wash in it. Kador, Reb Shub and Levi, like Reb Shub and Levi. Azal min lud lebeitz guvrin, begin mischi. Reb Shub and Levi did not stay where he lived. He went from lud to beit guvrin. Right? We know where those places are. If they are about the 20, where we're giving the shiur right now. Beit guvrin is about 15, 20 minutes, and lud is about 35, 40 minutes. So, assuming they're somewhere near the Talmudic places, right? So he went to a different place where he was not recognized. Because he was Adam Chashav, so he couldn't go in this type of bathhouse where he was. So he went to a different place, a place where they didn't recognize him, and then it was Mutter, because technically it's Mutter. And therefore, that's where he went. Reshim and Lakish, Hava Babotsra, Reshim and Lakish, Resh Lakish was in Botsra. Remember Resh Lakish earlier? I think a couple of weeks ago. Resh Lakish wondered whether Botsra is considered Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz, right? We had it in that parak all about the borders. So Resh Lakish was in Botsra. Chamtin mezalfin lahada afruditi, right? They saw that people were bathing, right? Or mezalfin, they were bathing in a bathhouse that there was also often bathhouses in those days. They have like these huge statues, and they used it kind of like an Avodah Zarah statue. So the mezalfin yayin, right? The Bara Folda says la'afruditi kach shmashal Avodah Zarah u'merchatz hayasham. So it was this big statue, and they used it for Avodah Zarah, and the Jews are bathing in that bathhouse. So Amar Lon, Les Azar, isn't this a problem? Isn't this Azar? It's the Merchatz is a part of this Avodah Zarah complex, and therefore it should be Azar. So what's going on here? Also Shol Rabbi Yochanan, and they came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Yotzadak, Ein Davar Shol Rabbi Maser. They could try to make it Avodah Zarah from today till tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan says it belongs to the Tzibur, and if it belongs to the Tzibur, Ain adam osur davar shenu shelo. Person can't ask for something that is not theirs. That's the principle. And therefore, ain adam, says the Mara Folda, ain adam yochol lesser davar shu shel rabim. If something belongs to the public, if I go over to a public fountain and bow down to it, tough luck. I can't answer it. That doesn't get the status of a avodah zara because they can't. So the assumption here is that it wasn't that the tzibur, the legal governmental authorities assigned this as a base of avodah zara, but it was just people started worshiping and pouring wine to it, so they can't answer. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. This even comes up in the Bavli. There is an amazing Gemara. We mentioned this before, but every time it comes up, it's good to chazer. Avodah zara daf nun gimel. The Gemara there talks about why is it that when we come into Eretz Yisrael and there's all this Avodah Zarah all over the place, we're going to have to burn it. And the Asherah trees, all the Avodah Zarah. One second. Michdi, says the Gemara, Avram Avinu was already Kohen Eretz Yisrael. So it belongs to him and his descendants. So how could any other nation aser anything? Ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. Unbelievable. Michdi, we think Avram Avinu was just like a symbolic thing. No, the Gemara is assuming it was a real Kenyan. It was a real kinyan, right? The Gemara in Babasra around Daf Kuf, right, says that that was a kinyan that Avraham Avinu walked around and he was Kone Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the Gemara, Michli Yerusha Hi Lohem Me'avoseyem Ve'ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shelo. Right? You can't Oser. Ve'imishum Hanach to Me'ikara. Maybe there was still some trees there from before Avraham Avinu. Way back. Maybe there were still some trees from then. So then, they have a guy be mevatel it. You don't have to destroy it, right? It wasn't a Jew's avodah zarah can't be mevuta, can't be nullified. But get a guy. Ella says the Gemara says a problem. So the Rishonim discuss. Maybe that they did a maisa, right? There are some that say even if ain't the most davar shen shalom, if you do a maisa, something physical, then it can be. You know, it can be a Nasser. Say it's going according to that opinion. There are other deis that how exactly it worked. But says the Gemara, Elami depolchu Yisrael le'egel. What a tragic line, right? But fascinating. Once Bnei Yisrael violated the Chet Egel, galu deitayu denichlu avodas kochavim. Once Bnei Yisrael did the Egel, they were megala their das that avodas zara is not so bad. And therefore, all the Avodah Zarah that the other nations did in Eretz Yisrael kicked in. It didn't belong to them. But what if the owner, let's say the owner, you go to my couch and you're bowing down to it, and I say, yeah, it's fine. You can make that into an idol. Like I'm a galadaz, and I don't care. Then it becomes usur. Then it becomes usur. It's not a legal thing. They didn't have the most ever shinah shalom. It's just that the person doesn't want it. But here, once they did the egel, they were megala ratzon. That they were nichel about his gochavim. Many Rishonim say it wasn't real about Azara. Okay, but still, it was close to it. There was something. The chiyasu of the gochavim shlichusa did to avdi. And when the ovdei gochavim came in, they were doing the shlichus of the Jewish people. Wow. So that's the Gemara. It's a big discussion here in the Rishonim. They were doing the shlichus of a guy. The guy was doing a shlichus. The guy can't be a shlich. Ain't shlichus la'akum. What is the Gemara talking about? The guy is the shliach of the Jew. So the Rishonim, I'll read you from the Tosfos Rid is a classic. Whenever we have a Tosfos Rid on certain Masechtas, always classic. So Tosfos Rid there on Avodah Zarah, he asks this question, right? And he's from there in Italy all by himself in the Bali HaTosfos, so he always has a different way of looking at things. So Barisi Makshim asks the Tosfos Rid, V'amrina Perkei Zeo Neshech, Ein Shlichus L'Gai. But there's no Shlichus L'Gai. V'amrina Namri, and by the way, the Gemara also says, Ein Shlichus L'Varavera. So you got both of those. How does this work? They're doing Avodah Zarah. It's a guy doing Avodah Zarah for a Jew. So how does he do Avodah Zarah? And how does he a shliach? So the Tosfos Rid answers, very mistaver. You know, the Gemara doesn't really need shlichus here. They don't have to be my shliach. Veizu kushya shel klum, says the Tosfos Rid. The law amrina nein shliach dvar avera ela shelo yischayev asholcho. What does a shliach dvar avera mean? The mishaleach is not going to be punished for the shliach's actions. Ve'ein shlichus l'goy nami, she'echashiv hu k'goy o agoy k'moso. You're right. A goy can't be a Jew shliach, and vice versa. Aval shlichus dahacha eino ela hochacha ba'alma. Here it's not really a shlichus, it's just a reflection. De birtsono hu ovda, v'hu marsheyu. It's just like the Jew allows the action of the goy. V'lo mishteri mishub dahavi davar shein shalom. You don't have the defense mechanism of Ein Adam Ovad Shein Shelo. Once a Jew is Megala his Rat, so instead it's free reign, it's free to be able to aser it. But it's not that there's really Shlichus going on here. There's also an interesting, and with this we'll finish the parak, interesting machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban there on that Gemara that is related to Chanukah. That's related to Chanukah. And that is the Mizbeach became broken, and all the kelim became ne'esar to use. Right? It says the avanim were shiksum la'avodas kochavim. They worshipped the avodas zar, the stone. They had to change the stones of the mizbeach. Say, ask the balamar, ask the ramban. Ain't on the most dimension of shalom. So how did the iser bisman Chanukah work? How did that work? Right, a goy's asering. So machlokes. So the Balamar says, you're right, a goy can't do it. You know what it was? It was the misyavnim. It was the Jews. It was the misyavnim. Unbelievable. V'zachu bo v'di kochavim yad yisrael, d'chsivu bo ha-pritzim v'chil aluha. Right, that's the pasuk that's quoted there. Nafkilu chulin al yadei pritzei yisrael. That's the Balamar. right here. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? No, it wasn't the, Jews. It was the Goyim, and this was a special din, special time. That's, look in Rashi. Rashi also, an important Rashi there on Daf Nun, here it is, on Nun Beis Amid Beis. Rashi says the second that the Goyim went into the Hechal, all of the Kalim became Chulin. They lost their Kedusha, and it became Hefker, and that's why they were able to Aser it. Okay, fascinating sugyas here in Beis and Gimel in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, Hadrol Kol Gadol Amru, and now we continue with the next parak. So this parak is about a couple of items that we've touched on numerous times. First, it's about Svichin. The Isser Durabanan of Svichin. We know it's a Machlokas Tanoim. We mentioned this a couple of days ago also. Machlokas Tanoim in the Torah's Kohanim, and it's quoted in Psachim Adaf Nun Aleph in the Bavli, about whether Svichim is an Isser Da'araisa, items that grow by itself, or we paskin it's an Isser Durabanan, because any item that needs to be planted annually, so Rabbanan Asserd that even if the items grow by themselves from, let's say, last year's seeds, it's usher to eat. Why? Because we're nervous that people are going to sell that, people are going to give it, and they're going to say, oh, it grew by itself, and really they planted it. It doesn't apply, that's why there are many limits to svichin, it doesn't apply to trees, apples and oranges, because those aren't planted annually. They're perennial, and they're there, you know, they last for years. So the whole gzera, the chash, wasn't relevant. Or wild vegetables. Well, we mentioned numerous times already that there are many Mishnayos in this Masechta that talks about eating vegetables. And the Shaila is, Svichin is Asur. So how are we talking about eating vegetables? So if it's talking about just it doesn't say vegetables, then you can say it's talking about fruit. Number two is maybe it's talking about wild vegetables that never are planted by anyone, right? Maybe it's 60-year fruit. 60-year vegetables, remember we said, if it grows even a tiny, tiny drop in the sixth year, that's good enough to amata the whole field. But either way, we paskin, this is all in Sidra Rabbanan. And that's the Rambam says, Perek Dalad Al-Chag Beis, Omi Devrei Sofrim, Shiyu Kol HaSvichin Asurin Bachila. All Svichin are Asur Bachila. V'lama Gazra Aleyen, Mipnei Ovrei Avera. Because of Ovrei Avera, Shalo Yelech V'Yizra Tvua V'Kinius V'Zero Nikine B'Toch Sadeh, a person shouldn't go plant seeds of legumes and grain in their field, B'Seser in private, U'Kishe Yitzmachu, and when it grows, Yochel Mehem. The Yomar Svichinein, they're just aftergrowths from the previous year. Lefichach Asur Kol HaSvichin Atzom Chom Mishvias. That's where they asered all Svichin. So that's the Rambam in Perek Dal. We'll get to the Nosei Kelim soon. Let's just first read the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaPegam V'Harivuzin HaShotin V'Charluglugos. All these unusual types of items. These are wild types of vegetables. Kuzvar Shebaharim V'Karpa Shebenaharos V'Gargar. All of these shall Efer Piturim in Amaisras. All of these are potter from Amaisras, meaning they're not chashuv. Most of them grow hefker, right? You see the mara fold on top. Levishein kayotzi ben nishmar. Nobody has these in their fields. They all grow in the wild. Vahavilim in a hefker, right? It's like in a hefker. Potter in Amaisras. Therefore, even if you happen to have them, they're potter from Amaisras. Vinyol kalchim mikal adam b'shvias. And you can buy them from anybody. You can buy them from anybody in Shemitah. Why shein kayotzi ben nishmar? Because these aren't guarded, and therefore we don't assume, right? Look at the marfold. Shein derech l'shomron. They're called dover shederech l'shomro. Anything that's normally guarded, also liknos me'amaretz. You can't buy from an amaretz. Shul chashel ispraperos shavolaf kiran. Maybe he grew this, and maybe it's an issue of svichin. But here, where it's totally, again, you have to know exactly, assume like the rabbanan that svichin is only aser derabbanan. So all these are mutter because these never are planted by anybody. So they were never included in the Gzeir of Svichin to begin with. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Svichei Chardal Mutarin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Svichim of Chardal, mustard seed, are mutter. Why? Shalom Nechshu Alayin Over Aveira. Again, because we don't assume that there was these are so common. These are so common that hey, there are mustard seeds everywhere. There's no reason to be choshesh that they were planted. Nobody's going to plant them. Or maybe the Rav Chaim Gadevsky says, they're not chashiv at all. And therefore, this was not included in the Svichin Gzeira. This line, Bipnei Jelo Nechshu Over Aveira, is quoted by the Nosei Kelim on that Rambam that I just read. Maybe, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. But this line is what gave away what the chash of Svichin is. Where does it say in Mishnayis? Not Rishonim. Where does it say in Mishnayis what the Gzeira Svichin is about? Right here. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sfiche chagel mutter, because we're not choshed. Meaning what? The chshasha svichin is that we are choshed. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam that I just read. He says, why did the Rambam says, Lama gazra aleim ebnei over yaveira? Where did the Rambam get that lashon from? Ken yishlozumod mea mishkan, mishkan iskar. Diktani Rabbi Yehuda omer. Sfiche chagel mutarin. Shlo nechshu aleim over yaveira. V'yafalpi, says Rabbi Yosef Cairo, V'yafalpi she'ein halacha kamoso elaka chachamim shamru kol asvichan asurin. Right, we hold that all svichan are asur. Rabbi Yehuda says svichan chadol amutar. But even though we hold they're all asur, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But he gave away the issue. Yesh lomon midvarav tam iser hasvichan. Right, we see from the his lashon what the issue of svichan is, and therefore is an important line, even if we don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Pashup Shad of Rabbi Shimon, is Svichin is very limited. Kala Svichin mutar and chutz, misviche kruv. Only cabbage Svichin. Only cabbage Svichin, that's the only one. This is difficult, some change the girsa here, because if you look at Misachim, Rabbi Shimon says, everything is asur, except for Svichin kruv. Okay, so either Kruv is the only heter or it's the only Isser, but in any case, this is Rabbi Shimon. Shein kayotzei b'en yark b'yarkos sada. We'll just go with our gersa. It's all mutter except for svichei Kruv, because nobody grows this in their field, like we said before. V'chachamim amar kol svichan asur. No, we pass on like v'chachamim. All svichan are asur, whether it's the cabbage, whether it's the chardal, right? All of those are going to be asur. Good. Hapegam arivuzim v'chulu. Amar Rav Chagai sirugin v'chaluglugos. Right? What is the Mishnah here says chaluglugos. We don't know what chaluglugos are. So, you might remember this Gemara from Sechas Rosh Hashanah. Umi gadol. So we had that, Rav Chagai had that question. What are sirugin and chaluglugos? What do those two words mean? Umi gadol b'chachmo b'shanim. And also I had another question. Right? If you have two great rabbis walking in, one of them is very wise, but he's younger. And one of them is older, but not as wise. Right, who gets the covet? Who's the higher? Mi kodem, right? Itzrich lechavraya, right? They're needed. Look at the Mara folder. Omi bayaloh mi kodem. Adam shu gadol b'torah, va'adam shu zakein, ve'eno gadol b'torah kamoze eze kodem. Right, itzrich lechavraya. Let's talk about this in the let's talk to the chavra. Right, we don't know what sirugin means, we don't know what chaluglugos means, and we don't know who to give cover to, right, the chachma and the shanim. Amr nesach v'nisha le'ilin debeis Rebbe, let's go ask in the house of Rebbe, this question. So salkin, mishal v'yatzos shivcha mishal beis Rebbe, right, they went to ask in the famous amsa debei Rebbe, right, the maidservant of Rebbe, maybe we'll talk about it more about Hashem in the next year, she came out, and without knowing, she answered all of her questions, all of their questions. Yeah, let's just do the story today. Varmalev, she says, he kansu lashanim. She says, no, the old man, you come first. Right? So she already gave away that, what the, halacha is supposed to be. Right? The, somebody who is older is going to go. Right? The Mefarshim point out that if there is somebody totally head and shoulders above, totally different league, then maybe he'll go first even if he's younger. That's discussed in Reish Mem Dalid. We talk about Kavod Talmid Chacham. Reish Mem Dalid talks about this in Sif Yud Ches. Hayu biyachad Chacham shemuflik b'chachma. If coming in together is a Chacham who's very wise, v'hu bacher but he's younger, v'zakin shemuflik v'zikna v'hu Chacham ksas b'yeshiva shel dino shel Torah. So what do you holchem achar a Chachma lo shva Chacham bacher barosh? The younger great rabbi goes first. So it depends where. So when it talks about Din Torah, so that's in terms of yeshiva for the in the base medrash. But for other honors, like at a wedding, so then you go after the older one. Vim chacham muflag b'chachma ve'azakin ena muflag b'zikna all the different rules. It's hard for us to judge. Hard for us to judge these days about who's the greater rabbi. Right? Not a good thing to try to judge. Let a Kadosh Baruch Hu do that. But this is theoretically the halacha. So the maidservant says, no, older one, you come in first. Amrin, and then she says, Yeul plan kadmoi, Yeul plan kadmoi. Right? He comes in, so-and-so plony, and then he comes in. Shurin alalin kitan kitan. So then they start coming in pairs, little bit by little bit. Amr len, she says to them, Ibnematem nechazim sirugin sirugin. Why are you just going in little by little? Intermittently. Sirugin is like skipping, do a little bit and then stop a little bit and flood the whole base Rebbe. So they were going in little by little. So, she gave away what the word sirugin means. Because she says, why are you going in sirugin, sirugin? So all of a sudden, they already have two of their questions answered. Soon they're not going to have to go into Beis Rebbe to ask anything, because they're getting in the answers. And then finally, last, let's just finish the story. Chad Rebbe havitoin parpachini begul. Say one, there was one Rebbe that had a certain type of seeds in his cloak, in his glima, the Pnei Moshe says. But not only they were falling down. They were falling down, these seeds. Amarlei, Rebbe, this pasur chaglugluglugusecha. Your chaglugluges are falling down. So they knew exactly what chaglugluges were. So this is, the way that they got the answers, either way, just on the way in. I don't know if they were doing this because they knew Amsa Debei Rebbe was that status, or she just gave the answers anyway. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Amsa Debei Rebbe at the beginning of next year. Okay, we'll stop here.